This is Passport to Texas. Imagine a classroom without walls, one that instead is in the middle of nature. Well, you don't have to imagine. State parks welcome a growing number of homeschooled children annually.
I try to do at least one or two homeschool programs a month.
Amu Kusurik is an interpretive ranger at Martin Dias Junior State Park. She says students who come to her park do more than sit, listen, and memorize.
Getting a little bit more hands-on, you know, that's how I think students really learn, is when they do something themselves or they experience it in nature. I mean, that's what I try to facilitate, is just having that, like, one-on-one experience.
Rangers like Kusurik create learning opportunities where students work on their own and with classmates to explore and understand the complexities of the natural world.
A lot of the programs I do for them are programs I do on the weekend, but with the homeschoolers, you can add a little bit more of an educational sort of classroom component, and you can take a lot longer with them.
Classes range from 1 to 3 hours, and when possible, make use of the park's unique features. Topics are wide-ranging and may include reptile studies, monarch butterflies, and fall leaf chemistry.
It's a little different from regular park visitation or from field trips. The homeschoolers keep coming back. You build bonds with these kids.
Life and learning is better outside. We receive support in part from Ram Trucks, built to serve. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.